This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump will spend a few days at a military hospital after contracting COVID-19. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His spokeswoman says it's out of an abundance of caution on the recommendation of his doctor and medical experts. Kayleigh McEnany says the president remains in good spirits and has mild symptoms, but that he will work from Walter Reed's presidential offices for a few days. His doctor said earlier the president is fatigued after being injected with an experimental antibody cocktail. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Donald Trump testing positive for the virus is a bracing reminder of the seriousness of the pandemic. Biden also said he's received two tests on Friday and both came back negative. Speaking at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Biden said he received a test in Delaware and one from the former White House doctor, then everything's clear. Biden was tested after spending nearly 90 minutes on stage with President Trump during their debate earlier this week. The former vice president said he wished Trump and the First Lady a full recovery and that this is not a matter of politics. Biden said it was a reminder to all of us that we have to take the virus seriously. Leaders and prominent figures from around the world Friday sent their best wishes to President Donald Trump and his family after he announced that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had his own bout with COVID-19 earlier this year, sent his best wishes to the President and First Lady. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are also among those who wished the President well.